In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
A certain woman was at the end of her rope. She was exhausted all the time. She felt emotionally and spiritually drained and isolated, and that led to a constant state of stress. Because of all this, her performance at work was suffering. Her marriage was suffering. Her relationship with her kids was suffering. Her faith was suffering. And of course, the housework was suffering. So she finally went to a therapist and explained everything best she could. The therapist listened carefully and responded, "From what I'm hearing, you spend 50% of your energy at work, 50% of your energy on your marriage, 50% of your energy on your kids, 50% of your energy on your house, and 50% of your energy at church. I think I see your problem." There's an old saying, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. If that's true, then maybe the opposite is also true. When mama's happy, the world around her is also happy. Now, one of my favorite verses in all of Scripture was read this morning by Ryan. It's really an interesting and powerful little verse, and it's so short it could go right past us if we're not paying attention. But it said, "They brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter might fall on some of them, and they were all healed." They were all healed. They brought the sick out into the streets so that the shadow of Peter might just pass over them. They're just going to walk on by, and they were all healed. It's a mind-blowing thought that someone could have so much light, so much godly light in their life, so much energy of Jesus Christ, so much light in their heart, that they heal just by walking by, that they heal just by being near you. And yet, if we think about it, we all know people like Peter. We all know somebody where just by being in their presence, we become filled with light ourselves. Their light is contagious. We know people that by being in their presence, we sense a bit more joy, not only in our lives, but just in the world around them. We know people who, by being in their presence, we find a little bit more peace. In a word, we're healed when that person walks into the room. And when we think of those people whose mere presence brings light, a lot of them are mothers. A lot of them are mothers. Now, it can be hard to be a healing presence when the energy behind her is exhaustion and stress and spiritual isolation. Being a healing presence as a mother comes when the energy behind her is light-filled and when it is of God. And when the energy behind each mother is fertile ground for the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Now, remember, when we use the term mother in the church, we're not only speaking of biological mothers. I mean, we mean biological mothers. We also mean adoptive mothers. We mean spiritual mothers. We mean godmothers. We mean grandmothers. We mean our women teachers. We mean nuns. We mean even the little hens that take care of the little kids younger than they are. Any woman or even girl who nurtures in a godly and loving way another person, especially a younger person, is a mother in the church, is a mother among the saints. And when the energy behind our mothers is light-filled and of God, you bring healing to this broken world just by your very presence. I read an article a couple years back around Mother's Day. It had a survey of overwhelmed moms. And it asked, what would most help you feel less overwhelmed? The article listed answers in order from least desired to the most desired. Most desired, what do overwhelmed moms most want or most need so that their energy source is no longer exhaustion but light? What do they most want or need? Think about the word advice. Guess where that was on the list? You know, way down at the bottom. Advice was near the bottom. I remember camaraderie was somewhere in the middle. It's getting close to the top. It was alone time, just a little bit of time for themselves. But I specifically, I couldn't tell you all the things on that list, but I specifically remember the top two. Number two that would most help moms, that they said, was help. It was simple, actual help. That was number two. Help with tasks, help with the children, help with housework, that someone would just jump in and take care of what needs to be taken care of so that they could do something as basic as take a shower. It was amazing in the comments how many women said, I can't wait for the day where I can just go to the bathroom uninterrupted again. You know, that's what these moms were looking for. That was the second most popular answer. But the interesting thing is, as important as help was to these moms, it wasn't the number one answer. It wasn't the number one answer. Now, maybe your mom is different, or if you yourself are a mom, maybe your answer would be different. But according to this survey, the number one answer for what an overwhelmed mom wanted and needed more than help, more than alone time, more than camaraderie, and way more than advice, was to be appreciated. That was the number one answer, to be appreciated. And not in the sense of lavish praise and piles of gifts. What they were saying was simple appreciation, to be at least somewhat understood what her path is and appreciated for that path that she is walking. When these moms felt understood and appreciated, they said the energy behind them was there. It was light. It was like Peter's shadow. When mom's energy source is this godly light, she had her mom mojo. She could do anything, she felt. She heals just by entering the room. And so to the moms of every variety, biological, adoptive, spiritual mothers and godmothers, grandmothers and you little mama hens, well, I'll leave it to your families to show appreciation for your path at home. I would like to briefly take the opportunity this Mother's Day to let you know how appreciated you are here at church, even if you have to watch from home, how appreciated you still are here at church. You are seen and you are appreciated. You know, people often say children are the lifeblood of the church, and so they are. But they are here because of you moms. It's mind-blowing the number of kids that have been in attendance in this church between Palm Sunday and today, when you think about it. In that two-week span, how many times this church was filled with kids? And some kids multiple times. And the services are long that week. Those are long services. And you were here. And you were here, and your kids were here. And even if you couldn't be here, your hearts were here. And now you're here again today. And sometimes it probably feels like you spend more time tending to your children or more time out in the vestibule soothing a baby or more restroom runs, you know, as soon as one's done, the next has to go. And maybe you wonder, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Well, the answer is yes, absolutely, it is worth it. And yes, you are seen and you are appreciated. And even if your kids don't go to this church anymore, then maybe they're grown or maybe they're moved away, you never stop being a mom. Your prayers, your hopes, your love for your older children, for your grown children, are still very much seen and appreciated. And then finally, the ways that all the different kinds of moms mother any of the youngsters here, whether they're your own youngsters or whether they're somebody else's youngsters, the way that all kinds of moms, whether by teaching, whether by setting an example, whether by scooping up a baby that needs scooping, whether it's singing a song or showing kindness or remembering their special events, all these things that you do for the children, and whether they're young children or teens or fully grown children, you bring the healing light of motherhood by your presence, by your kindness, and by your love to these lives, and you are appreciated. And so on this Mother's Day of 2021, I'll refrain from giving you moms any unsolicited advice, and I don't have a pile of lavish gifts for you, but I do offer my own appreciation and appreciation on behalf of the whole parish, because we all see the truth. You moms, when your energy is from God. Your light is like Peter's shadow, where you bring healing and joy by your very presence, by just entering the room. Amen.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
Amen.